Good morning, people of God.
Good morning.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Now, what other songs come to mind when we have these types of days? Anyway, welcome this morning as we come together as God's people and celebrating this time. It's good that last night we were trying to figure out, what are we going to do? And finally you said, let's just do it and see what happens. I'm going to ask you if you would be willing to kind of maybe shoot towards a little, closer, since we're kind of randomly about those who would be willing to do that. That would be really super. Because one of the things I know is that I like to have people around me singing and stuff like that too. So, anyway, as you feel comfortable. Lorraine, that's fine. Very good. Thank you. Hey, we're getting awfully close to sitting in the front pew here.
They're telling me.
You're telling you. Very good. We're starting something beginning today, and we're doing it each month, inviting a different member of the congregation to share something about their faith and how they've seen God active in their lives. And today I want to invite Jerry Smith to come forward, and he has agreed to share that this morning. Why don't you just go up to the lectern there. And thank you, Jerry.
Last week, Leslie asked me, Jerry, would you be willing to get in front of the congregation just for a couple of minutes and say what faith means to you? I said, I'd have to think about that. This morning, Pastor Randy says, Jerry, you're on first. So when I say I'm shooting from the hip this morning, I kind of am. But faith and trust to me kind of go together. If I have a problem or a concern, I can go to God because I have faith and I have trust. I can go to Pastor Randy if I have a problem or a concern because I have faith and I have trust. My wife, my family, if I have a concern, I can go to them because I have faith and I have trust. Friends in the congregation, I have got some deep friendships in this congregation. Bill and I go back 65 years. I can go to him with faith and trust. The congregation itself is another source. I know most of you by name. It's just at this stage of my life, it takes me 2 or 3 days to think of it. But I can go because I have faith and trust. So what does faith mean to me? It means all these outlets that I have spoke about, I can go to if I need help with a problem or a concern. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jerry. We sing our opening hymn.
Inside.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sins, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another, and I invite you to take a moment for your own self-examination and reflection at this time. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let's share that peace with one another. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to God in heaven, peace, goodwill to all the earth. Let us pray. Holy and righteous God, you are the author of life, and you adopt us to be your children. Fill us with your words of life, that we may live as witnesses to the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
First reading today is from Acts chapter 3, verses 12 through 19. Peter addressed the people, "You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us? As though by your own power or piety we had made this man walk. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, and the God of our ancestors has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the holy and righteous one and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect health in the presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as also did your rulers. In this way God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
If we would read Psalm 4 responsibly. "Answer me when I call, O God, defender of my cause. You set me free when I was in distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer.
Immortals, how long will you dishonor my glory? How long will you love illusions and seek after lies?
Know that the Lord does wonders for the faithful. The Lord will hear me when I call.
Tremble then, do not sin. Speak to your heart in silence upon your bed.
Offer the appointed sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord.
Many are saying, who will show us any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord.
You have put gladness in my heart, more than when grain and wine abound.
In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me secure."
Second reading today is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, that this is where we are. By reason the world does not know us, that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have his hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he was revealed to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him sins. No one who sins has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Everyone who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 24.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish and took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Excuse me. I invite you to please pray with me. Loving and gracious God, we give you thanks this day. We give you thanks this day for your goodness and your grace, for safety on the roads. We give you thanks this day as we come together to share in your word and your meal. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Oh, by the way, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen.
So, what do you want to do when you grow up? Anybody ever asked you that question? What do you want to do when you grow up? What did you respond when you were a kid? I mean, that's a common thing that we're asked when we're young and growing up. And what do you want to do, Jessica? What do you?
I always wanted to be a weather person.
A what? How about? Yes, dear.
I always wanted to sing that song, "I Won't Grow Up."
I won't grow up. I don't want to grow up. Yeah.
Cowboy.
Cowboy. You want to be a cowboy? Yeehaw. What?
I grew out of it.
You grew out of it? Okay.
Oh, my.
When my daughter was asked when she was in high school, what are you going to do when you go to college? Which is another common question that young people get asked. Well, what are you going to major in? All that type of thing, and she got kind of tired of it. And she just started saying mortuary science, and it kind of shut people up, I guess, a little bit. There's nothing wrong with mortuary science, but. But you know, she just kind of, that's what she would say, and now she's in occupational therapy, finishing up occupational therapy. What are you going to do when you grow up? One of the jokes for me is when people ask me, like, where did you grow up, or what do you? I said, I never did. I'm still in process. Now this may sound funny, but that's kind of the message we have here today in our text. And I'm going to be focusing on 1 John and also the Gospel texts. And so if you want to have those ready, that would be really good. 1 John. And I want you to listen to these words from 1 John. "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved," now this is the key. "Beloved, we are God's children now." We are God's children now. And then the next part is important. "What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this. When he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is." We are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. In other words, we're still becoming. We're still growing into who we are as God's children. But we're God's children now, but we're growing. Our lives are not static. We do not stay in one place. And our faith is the same. And as we grow and experience life, our faith is impacted. Think to the disciples, for instance. Here, now go to the Gospel text. Now, this is another one of Jesus' appearances to the disciples after the resurrection. Listen to these words. While they were talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and blood, as you see that I have." And when he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. Now hear this. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. What a wonderful line. What a wonderful verse. While in their joy, they were still disbelieving and still wondering. Here within this one verse, we have, you might say, probably everything that we experience. Joy, disbelieving, and wondering. The disciples had that. Wondering, disbelief, and joy. Now, I have to imagine that one of those three words accurately describes just about everyone who walked through the doors of our church here today. Some come wondering what they may find, maybe hopeful for a word that makes sense, not just to them, but of them. Some come for the sake of someone else, maybe, a spouse, a parent, a friend, but have their own share of doubts and questions, and probably wouldn't come on their own. And some come for the joy of being greeted by friends, meeting new people, being inspired by music, hearing the promise of the gospel, which helps them face the week to come. Wonder, disbelief, and joy. No one is left out. I also imagine that each of these words describe us all at some time in our life. Not one part of us is left out. We are invited, in other words, we're invited to bring our whole selves, our joys, our doubts, our wonder, our disbelief, and we are invited to embrace the tension that is within those things in our lives. Now, folks, as our theology is filled with tension, law, gospel, saint and sinner, I ever told you about my first dog, or one of my first dogs? After I graduated from seminary, that's the first dog after graduating from seminary. He was a cross Norwegian Alkhound and German Shepherd. We named him Simmel Eustace et Peccator. We called him Sinny for short. And what Simmel Eustace et Peccator means, saint and sinner at the same time. And my example of what that would look like with my dog is that he'd be wagging his tail and peeing on my shoe at the same time. You know, happy, saint, sinner. There's a tension in our lives. By that, it's natural for there to be tension in our lives. And so we bring it all. We bring all of ourselves, our joys, our doubts, and our wonder and disbelief. And we're invited to embrace it. Embrace that tension that these things bring. So we are invited then to bring ourselves to discover what we will become. The disciples were also discovering. You have to understand, they were really clueless. Really, they're still clueless. You read the Gospels, you'll find out the disciples were clueless. They didn't get it throughout the whole thing. Not until after Jesus, you know, after his ascension in the Holy Spirit. They were becoming too. These disciples were discovering this for themselves. But that didn't stop Jesus from moving them on. It doesn't leave us sitting there. Jesus then commissions them to be witnesses. even though they've hardly proven themselves to be particularly competent of what they are experiencing. You don't have to have it all together, apparently, I guess, to be a witness. Jesus invites them to be witnesses of these things. Or as I like to talk about it, all this stuff. To be witnesses of all this stuff. The wonder, the disbelief, the joy, the commission. And we can hold to Jesus, in Jesus, teaching and compassion and ministry and healing. We can add to that. And we mustn't forget Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. That we're witnesses of this stuff. And witnesses have one job and only one job, and that's to tell what you see. To tell the truth. And do not worry about what happens after that, just to tell. We bring our whole selves. Joy, disbelief, wonder, anger, expectations, hopes, disappointments, dreams, and more. Because God is eager to gather us in and meet us where we are and send us out to be witnesses, witnesses to how God was present in all of it, accepted all of it, promised to use all of it, even bless all of it. That's what God does. And this week, it's what we get to do too. We are invited to make a difference. Surprise, surprise, I'm going to teach you a song. And the song is Make a Difference. You gave your life to make a difference. You gave your life to make a change. You welcome all to your table. You're calling us to do the same. Now this is the part I want you to learn. I want my life to make a difference. I want my life to make a change. I want my life to do some good here. I want my life to make a change. Okay, I want you to repeat after me. I want my life to make a difference, make a difference. I want my life to make a change, make a change. I want my life to do some good here, do some good here. I want my life to make a change. Now sing it with me. I want my life to make a difference. I want my life to make a change. I want my life to do some good here. I want my life to make a change. Working side by side, no out or inside. Together we can make the change. With a few or many, with a lot or not any. Together we can make the change. I want my life to make a difference. I want my life to make a change. I want my life to do some good here. I want my life to make a change. Crossing the great divide, joy and peace shall abide. Together we can make the change. By the way, when we come to that word, together we can, I want you to do, make the change. Okay, so we're going to try that. Right, I'm going to start that verse over again. Okay? I just thought about that. That's a good thing to do. You know? Make that Yeah, I want you to do that. We were at a concert the other night. We were doing this all night. Make the change. Okay? Here we go. Crossing the great divide, joy and peace will abide. Together we can make the change. Jesus is our peace, all fighting will cease. Together we will make the change. I want my life to make a difference. I want my life to make a change. I want my life to do some good here. I want my life to make the change. We're the citizens, we're the saints. We're the sunshine, we're the rain. We're the joy, we're the pain. We're the change. You heal the sick and fed the poor. Love the prophet and the poor. Through us you will do more. We're the change. I want my life to make a difference. I want my life to make a change. I want my life to do some good here. I want my life to make a change. I want my life to make a difference. I want my life to make a change. I want my life to do some good here. I want my life to make a change. I want my life to make a change. I want my life to make a change. There we go. Just remember, we are children of God now. What we will become has not yet been revealed. Let's make the change. Amen. We sing our hymn. I invite you to stand as you're able as we profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The congregation may be seated. I invite the council members that are present here this morning to please come forward. Oh, you can come up and you come up. Well, we did pretty good here with this. And the commissioning, instead of, I would say installing, we install drains and pipes and things like that. And our ministry together is we are commissioned, we're given purpose in that. And the service I'm drawing from here is actually the service for commissioning healthy leaders for healthier congregations. Living well from the waters of baptism is a daily invitation to live and lead as whole and holy people of God. Christ, Lutheran, recognizes God's call to love and serve one another. This church gathers to be strengthened in our faith so we can go out each week to share God's love in the world. To support our ministry, the church council is committed to the work and leadership. You have been called, prayerfully called, to serve as representatives of this congregation, as leaders, to attend and participate and to lead. As healthy leaders serving healthier congregations, I ask you, will you commit yourself to a personal journey of living well in body and spirit and mind as a whole person of God? To be willing to be an advocate for health and well-being of all congregational members and the well-being of those in our community. If so, say, yes, I will, with the help of God.
Yes, I will, with the help of God.
Do you commit yourselves to represent this congregation, its history and its context? I will, with the help of God. Do you commit to work with each other, to discern God's guidance for our mission? Be a healthy congregation serving our community. If so, say, yes, with the help of God. The ministry will require commitment of time, as you well know. With dedication to this call and congregation, we recognize the investment of your time that it will require. Do you commit yourselves to committing this time?
Yes, I will.
Now, you know what, people? These people need your prayers and your help. They're leaders with you, not just for you. So I ask you, why don't you turn to those people? Look at them closely. Look into their eyes. Do you, members of Christ Lutheran, commit to support and work with and pray for the life and ministry of the congregation? And commit to becoming healthier children of God, for the sake of responding to your baptismal call, and support these leaders which you've called out from your midst? If so, say, I will, and I ask God to help and guide me. What's that?
I will ask God to help and guide me.
Let us pray. Almighty God, by our baptism into the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you turn us from the old life of sin. Grant that we who are reborn to new life in Him may live in righteousness and holiness all our days. Into your hands, Almighty God, we place ourselves, our minds to know you, our hearts to love you, and wills to serve you. For we are yours. Into your hands, incarnate Spirit, Savior, we place ourselves. Receive us and draw us after you, that we may follow your steps. Abide in us and enliven us for the power of your indwelling. Into your hands, O hovering Spirit, we place ourselves. Take us and fashion us after your image. Let your comfort strengthen and your grace renew and your fire cleanse our soul and spirit in life and in death, in this world of shadows and in your chainless world of life eternal. Gracious God, watch over, guide, and strengthen, and empower these your servants to be healthy leaders in this congregation, spreading your good news, to be a people of abundance, sharing of our gifts and lives for the sake of the passing on of the faith. Bless us to be a blessing. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's thank them with some applause here for their willingness. Thank you. You may go back to your seats, and I invite the congregation to please stand once again as you're able. Rejoice in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We pray for the witness of this church, the wholeness of creation, and all who are in need. Holy God, we pray for the church and its many expressions. Strengthen the National Youth Gathering planning teams. Prepare the hearts and minds of youth and adults who will experience your love this summer, Lord, in your mercy. Creating God, you gave us dominion over every living creature. Grant us wisdom to use our power to develop sustainable farming and housing practices. Slow down our rush to consume, Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, walk with all refugees who leave their homes to move to safety. Protect them on their journey. Greet them with hospitality, Lord, in your mercy. Compassionate God, you heal us. For all who have not been granted the healing they desire and for all who cannot access the care they need, send social workers, doctors, parish nurses, and other caregivers. Especially today we pray for Dan, for Robert, for Maxine, for Kathy, for Gordon Franson, for Lexan, for Gordon and Carolyn Hemming, for Dick, Maxine, and Ray, and Arnie and Ray, Sean, Levon, and Elaine, for Libby, for Sam, and also for Kaya Johnson. She prepares for surgery. Be with those who grieve, the family of Virginia Slough, the family of Pearl Wolson. Lord, in your mercy. God, our provider, you call us to give generously. Bless the finance and generosity teams of this congregation. Make us joyful givers of the time and talents and treasures you have given us first. Lord, in your mercy. God of our ancestors, in you we have our beginning and our end. We remember all the faithful departed, and fold in a shield of peace all those who mourn, and hold them in your love, Lord, in your mercy. We entrust all our prayers to you, gracious God. Receive them by the power of the Holy Spirit, in the love of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. We'll receive our morning offering at this time. Thank you. invite you to stand. Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my intellect and be every power that You would choose. Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Let my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee. Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my will and make it Thine, it shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is Thine own, it shall be Thy royal throne. Take my life that I may be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Invite us to join together in our offering prayer. Blessed are You, O Lord, ruler of earth and earth. Day by day You shower us with blessings. As You have raised us to new life in Christ, give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise You and to respond to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to You, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death in the grave, and by His glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so we join with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven. We praise Your name and join your unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of Your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
We remember that in the night in which He was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to His disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And when the meal had ended, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remember us in your kingdom, O Lord, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come to the banquet, for it's now already, and it's been prepared just especially for you by our host, Jesus. Well, I tell you what, why don't you... I invite you to stand as you're able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in His grace and His peace. Amen. Living God, in the mystery of God, Christ's resurrection, you send light to conquer darkness, water to give new life, and the bread of life to nourish your people. Send us forth as witnesses to your Son's resurrection, that we may show your glory in all the world, to all the world, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. We sing our ascending hymn. Time it is. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thank you, God. Nick, we can't.